kind of eat that sticks to your soul. You know who you are and where you're from.
This is Shelley Tomlinson, Belle of All Things Southern, and you're listening to the All Things Southern podcast, brought to you by Jim Taylor Chevrolet in Rayville, Louisiana.
Mama fills up our plates, Papa's saying grace. Louisiana living sweet as sugar on beignets.
Welcome and Merry Christmas. We're in the middle of a two-week Advent devotional here at All Things Southern called Living Thanksgiving, A Christmas Adventure. We'll be returning to regular programming shortly. Right now, feel free to back up to catch up or jump right in. Day 13. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. Those words come from Colossians 3:15. Giving thanks whatever you do. That last line is what brought us to this study. Remember, this requirement of expressing joy Godward is what brings me straight back to the original challenge again. What am I to do if there's no joy in the moment and I'm supposed to count it all joy? Honestly, I had to resist putting a drum roll right here because I'm so excited to answer this question. I've been looking forward to it. We begin by asking God to help us remember not to look for that strength in ourselves, but to turn to Him and ask for help. It is why Jesus lives within us. Recognizing our need of Him is our greatest strength. There is an unlimited source of wisdom and power to count it all joy available to us for the asking. I was already on this personal gratitude march when Paul and James ganged up on me and imprinted their admonitions on my heart to be grateful for everything. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 reads, "In all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And James 1:2 reads, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith, proved genuine, produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Who can understand this instruction that we are to be rejoicing in trials and tribulations, when a trial is defined as a test of faith, patience, or stamina through subjection to suffering or temptation, a source of vexation or annoyance, a tryout or experience to test quality, value, or usefulness? Have mercy. Have you ever heard the enemy whisper that you can't speak to trials because you haven't suffered major catastrophes, because you haven't been tortured for your faith, lost a child, or overcome brain cancer, for instance? I've heard these things. But friends, the definition of trial includes things that face us every day. And here's the truth. If we can't count these smaller things as joy, we will never learn how to count the greater pains as joy. I want to be practiced up. You? Consider this passage from Luke, and then I want to share the belly laugh I had with the Father as I was running down cross references and rejoicing in tribulations. And speaking of the last days, Jesus said, "But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and will persecute you, delivering you to the synagogues and prisons, bringing you before kings and governors for my name's sake. It will lead to an opportunity for your testimony. So make up your minds not to prepare beforehand to defend yourselves, for I will give you utterance and wisdom, which none of your opponents will be able to resist or refute. But you will be betrayed, even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death, and you will be hated by all because of my name. Yet not a hair of your head will perish." That passage is found in Luke 21:12-18. Did you notice? In the same breath, Jesus said we may be put to death, but not a hair of our head will perish. That sure sounds like perishing to me. Do you suppose that Father looks at things a little differently than we do? Clearly, He and Jesus take the long view of our lives. Their investment is for eternity, and they are always offering us an opportunity to see the way they see. I believe one thing that keeps us from rejoicing in tribulation is because we don't understand that the vexing, trying times are where we have an amazing opportunity to experience God, not in the circumstances, but in us, if we'll trust Him. The thing is, we want others to see God in us, but God wants us to see His power working in us first. This is what is available to us in the trial. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourselves to see whether or not you're in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? The Message says it this way. Test yourselves to make sure you're solid in the faith. Don't drift along, taking everything for granted. Give yourselves regular checkups. You need firsthand evidence, not mere hearsay, that Jesus Christ is in you. Test it out. I contend that we are supposed to try our faith, to test ourselves, but instead we keep testing God. I think this is what keeps us from counting it all joy, because instead of testing our faith, we insist on keeping God on trial in our lives. We pray for someone to be healed with our biblical fingers crossed as if God is on probation. Will He come through? Will He not? Newsflash, Christ has already been on trial. Father God, forgive me for keeping you on trial in me. It is my faith that needs to be tested, not your faithfulness. Friends, to have the right attitude in trials, we must see the advantage of the trial, and we can see the advantage by asking God for wisdom during it to help us rejoice in it. It's all Him. We are needy. The end result of asking Him to show Himself strong in us, to be with us in the trial, to let us see and hear Him in the trial. This is the blessing of mature faith. This is the crown of life. So how do we test our faith? How do we prove this hope? Come back tomorrow. It's our last day together, and we're saving the best for last. See you tomorrow.